And speaking of sports, we go from basketball to football with the amazing one, the legend, Lomas Brown Jr. here, co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown and Anthony Bellino, weeknights at 6, color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network, and a guy with an opinion I trust and follow, with a few things to add about what might be happening tonight for our Lions. Lomas.
Legend, how are you?
Legend, and I am thrilled to have you on, as always, and you're sounding great. I'm looking at a picture of you right now. You're looking great. Before we're done here, we'll remind everybody about your fabulous golf tournament coming up sooner rather than later. But right now, we heard earlier on Kevin Dietz's show, your partner, AB, that the two of you are a little bit at odds as to what we think the Lions need. You want an edge rusher, he said.
Yes.
Talk to us about what you think we need.
Yes, legend. You know, the conversation has been which side of the line are we going to go on? We know we need linemen, but it's been either we're going to go defensive line or offensive line. And it seems to be the majority is going towards the offensive line. And, of course, you know, me being a former lineman, I love the big fellas in the trenches. But I just think we have to look at the defensive side. My biggest thing, legend, for this year coming up is how are the Detroit Lions defensively going to affect the opposing team's quarterback? We got to get hit sacks. We got to get this guy off his spot. And far too many times last year, the quarterbacks had 5, 6, 7 seconds back there in the pocket to find the receiver. And I don't care. You can have Deion Sanders back there as the defensive back. You know, it's only so long you could cover these receivers in the NFL. So, to me, we're going to have to figure out a way to affect the opposing team's quarterback. And the best way I think of it is to get an edge rusher opposite of Hayden Hutchinson and just turn those guys loose and let them get after the opposing team's quarterbacks that we're going to have to face this year. That's why I'm leaning more towards the D-line, legend.
Okay, well, first of all, nobody can question your credentials. You've been there. You've been to the Super Bowl. We haven't, and they haven't. And so you know what you're talking about. We know that from listening to you on Sports Wrap, Lomas, along with AB, Anthony Bellino, weeknights at 6 right here. I'm not asking you to tell us something you shouldn't tell us, but what do you hear from your inside position from the Lions? Are they leaning more toward the D-line like you are?
No, I hear that they're leaning more towards the offensive linemen.
What the heck's wrong with those guys? Aren't they listening to you?
And W, I know it's a lot of need, right? It's a lot of need that we need on the team on both sides of the line. I just think for impact, I just think the defensive end will give us more impact. We need to protect Jared Goff. That is true. We need to surround him with great protection so he can do what he needs to do. I just think some of those free agent additions like the Larry Barham and the May guy that we got at center, Cade May, I think those are two things that we've done during the offseason to kind of strengthen that position. And I do think we need to look at the defensive line to strengthen that too, because, again, they kind of work hand in hand, pass rush and pass coverage. And that's going to be a big thing this year with our defense. Will we be able to rush the passer, and will we be able to cover the wide receivers of opposing teams?
We have the legend Lomas Brown Jr. on the line. Just wondering, will there be any horse trading to try to move up from pick number 17 tonight?
You know what? That's been the dying question. That's been the question. What is Brad Holmes going to do? Is he going to move up and mortgage the future to try to get that impactful player a lot earlier, or if we're going to move backwards and try to get more draft inventory so we could make moves later on in the draft. He's been kind of close to the vest with this. If I had to say W, I think they might look at trying to trade up a little bit more to make sure that they get either that offensive tackle that they want or maybe that defensive end that we need. But I think they might have to move up to try to get the person that they need and that they want.
Overall, Lomas, have you been pretty satisfied with Brad Holmes' Lions first-round draft picks under Brad?
So I've been pretty satisfied with Brad Holmes, what he's done draft-wise over the years. Yeah, it's been a few picks he hasn't hit on, but for the majority of the time, Brad has brought in some great talent. We got a lot of talent on our team. Now, W, Legend, I would tell you I haven't been happy with the Lions offseason. This offseason, I haven't been happy with it. I think we've lost a lot more talent than we've been able to replace. When you talk about Alex Anzalone, Taylor Decker, David Montgomery, Khalif Raymond, Amik Roberts. I mean, these are just some of the guys that we, Roy Lopez. We lost some of this talent, and we got to be able to fill this talent pool that we lost. And I just don't know if we brought in the equivalent talent to what we've lost. So, no, I haven't been happy with all season so far. They could make me a lot happier tonight, though, Legend, if they pick the right person.
All right. Simon, your phone is breaking. I want to shout out on the Lomas Brown Jr. coming up Monday, July, here before you know it. My country club, I haven't been a longtime member. It's one of the clubs any. What a great golf course. Lomas Brown Golf Club. Golf Classic. You can go to classic.com. Golfclassic.com. Be a sponsor to sign up to be there. 13th, you.
I don't know. Paul, you're breaking up a little bit. Lomas, tell us about the Lomas Brown Junior Golf Classic that's coming up July 13th at the Country Club of Detroit.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We had a great year last year. It was the first inaugural one for me taking over from the legend Paul W. Smith, which I'm so happy that I was able to do. We're looking forward to having even more people out there and raising more funds. We're going to auction off golf carts. I got a lot of my friends coming out to play, especially some of the alumni. We got some of the active players will be out there this year. And you know what? We eat. We have a great time. We eat. We drink. We have fun, and we play golf. And that leads up into a great day. So I hope everyone can come out and join us. It's for a great cause. It's to raise money for the kids of Southeast Michigan through the Lomas Brown Jr. Foundation. Again, Monday, July 13th, 2026. Be there or be square.
At the beautiful Country Club of Detroit, go to LomasBrownGolfClassic.com, LomasBrownGolfClassic.com.